Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Hai, ketemu lagi bareng gue Tri Nugraha di episode podcast yang berikutnya. So, kali ini gue akan kedatangan tamu spesial, seorang UX manager di Blippi.com. So, kenapa tertarik buat ngangkat topik seputar ini? Karena gue mau kita sama-sama belajar tentang gimana sih caranya build UX team, atau gimana sih cara growing the UX team, dari mulai hiring-nya kah, dari mulai improve the process behind the team, and then so on so forth. So, langsung aja kita sambut Melody Budiono. Hai.
Hai.
Oke, hai Melody, apa kabar?
Good, good. Gimana, Tri? Gimana kabar?
Baik, 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 baik. Oke, mungkin langsung aja dari Melody, mungkin perkenalan secara singkat, silakan.
Oke, halo semuanya. So, my name is Melody. Tadi udah Tri disebutin, the current role that I'm doing right now is UX manager di Blippi.com. So, I manage the whole UX team. Dan di kebetulan di kita, buat di Blippi, ada di tim UX itu kita ada designers, ada researchers, and also copywriters as well.
Oke, okay. How's your career history? I mean, apakah langsung masuk ke dunia UX atau sebelumnya gimana?
Ya, jadi actually kalau buat gue, I first started di UX langsung dari abis college langsung masuknya ke UX. Jadi, maybe to start a little bit about my background dari sisi education. So, I pretty much got my degree dulu di informatics. And then it's specialization-nya di HCI, jadi Human Computer Interaction. Nah, waktu pertama zaman-zaman dulu itu kayak Human Computer Interaction mungkin banyak yang belum ngerti kayak itu apaan sih. Usually people are not quite sure about okay, what's informatics, itu belajar apaan sih gitu. Nah, so a lot of things that yang I learn actually from college as well is also about behaviors from users, right? Jadi udah mulai dari situ sih. Jadi kayak dulu tuh pertama kali learning about software engineer juga, tapi lebih tertariknya ke arah sini, ke arah user. Right, so starting from there after graduation, basically got a job as UX consultant. Nah, di situ mulai tuh jadi learning more about UX, right? Learning more about like what is research. Nah, di situ banyak berhubungan dengan different clients, right? Depending on the kliennya butuh apa, nah kita coba ngerti apa sih yang mereka butuhin dari sisi usernya gitu, dan coming up with designs. Nah, all the way sampai akhirnya sekarang, dari pertama sampai sekarang dunianya tetap sama sih di UX, sampai sekarang akhirnya managing the UX team gitu.
I see. So kayaknya istilah UX manager mungkin nggak terlalu common juga kali ya di industri kita. I mean di perusahaan lain mungkin namanya bukan UX manager, mungkin product design lead or something. Itu beda atau sama atau gimana?
I think sometimes it's the naming difference, right? Tergantung dari sisi company-nya juga, right? So I think even for Blippi kita juga sempat discuss okay, namanya apa nih. Tapi sebenarnya dari role-nya sendiri I think mungkin ada overlapping. But I think the reason why saat ini dari sisi Blippi ini namanya jadi manager because the day-to-day job that I do mostly is managing the team. Jadi udah kayak very kayak no hands on at all in terms of kayak the work kayak dari sisi designing, tapi it's a lot on like making sure that people first you know managing the projects right dari sisi UX-nya and also making sure of the growth of each individual di team gitu. Jadi lebih arahnya lebih ke sana, dan mungkin namanya beda-beda kali ya depending on the company right. Tapi kalau di sini sih namanya kebetulan UX manager gitu.
Okay, so what's the team looks like in Blippi? I mean, dari segi size-nya atau roles-nya mungkin tadi sempat dijelasin, mungkin bisa agak go deep a bit.
Kalau dari size-nya sekarang ini kita close to 20, so it's still a growing team dari sisi numbers, right? So we'll still continue to grow in team dari sisi situnya. Kalau dari sisi role-nya tadi sempat mention sedikit, tapi I can elaborate a little bit more. Jadi di kita, basically ada designers. Right, the designers, we call it UX and UI, kita mulai pisah, tapi in general, we call them the designers, right, the UX designers. mereka semua yang responsible for creating, you know, all the wireframes and thinking of the flows, discussion dengan user or dengan customer, depending on role product apa yang mereka pegang. Right, so they basically create the deliverables. Dari situ juga kita ada researchers. So we have the researchers. Basically, they work to make sure dari sisi testing, that validation, bisa concept testing, even sampai in-depth research. So all those kind of things di handle sama dari tim researchnya. Dan di kita juga ada copywriting. So we also handle copywriting in terms of micro copy, right? Copywriting in terms of, you know, all the things that kelihatan di produk itu. Basically kita coba put an extra thought on how do we convey the message to the user. Jadi kita juga cover that as well in the UX team gitu.
So what the front end? Kadang kan ada beberapa yang kayak prototyper tuh kayak CSS HTML itu masuk ke tim UX atau tim desainnya. Kalau di sana seperti apa?
Nah, ini sebenarnya something that we're lagi-lagi diarahin ke sana. Jadi beginning of this year yang tahun depan 2019 kita we're gonna have the front end as part of the UX team as well. Jadi kita juga coba bisa I think mungkin pernah dengar dari Ochan kali kalau ini kayak we're working on the design DLS juga. Design language systemnya, design system. Right, so the first part of it is to have the UI components ready kan dari sisi desainnya. Now we're starting to have we want to have also the engineers to build the components. Jadi dari sisi kita kerjasamanya dengan front end juga lebih dekat. Jadi bakal ada front end engineers. We're gonna call them UX engineers sih. Jadi it's gonna be part of the team as well. Jadi ada pilar tambahan satu lagi buat UX engineer. Tapi yang the current one saat ini masih belum. Nanti itu mulai tahun depan.
Okay, thank you for the answers. Berikutnya mungkin gue mau tahu dari sisi gimana sih cara tim UX kalian ini kerjasama dengan tim lain, let's say the product owners or the product managers. Karena di beberapa company yang gue tahu, dia si desainernya nih implant di salah satu functionnya, misal function yang ngurusin payment, function ngurusin logistik, dan seterusnya. Kalau di timnya Melody sendiri seperti apa?
Okay, sebenarnya kita dengan product managers, kita sebenarnya satu departemen, right? So UX is di BB ini, UX is part of the product management team. Jadi kalau buat tektokan sama PM itu kita sering banget, basically we work really close to the PMs. Nah kalau buat dari SM-nya sendiri, mungkin beda dengan ada a few companies yang lebih kayak terpisah, right? Kalau di kita UX-nya sebenarnya centralized. So that's why everybody still reports to me. Tapi in terms of what they do on a day-to-day basis, udah ada yang assign dengan specific products. Kayak jadi contohnya tadi mungkin Gary mention kayak payment gitu. Di sini juga ada sih misalnya kayak customer facing yang bagian check out misalnya. You know, that will be one person and ada specific assignments, right? In that case, mereka juga tertokannya dengan PM-nya lebih enak. Karena udah sering kan, jadi it's gonna be working with the same PM. Jadi kita kalau dari kita, we get involved with the requirements part quite early. Jadi kita tetap banyak tertokan sama PM. Right, discussing the requirements even before when we create designs, kita cari dulu kayak apa sih yang goalnya yang mau dicapai with this feature misalnya. Dari situ kita coba detailin lagi if we need testing or if we need validation from research, nanti kita bakal lakuin itu juga sampai akhirnya jadi ke design gitu sih.
I see, got it. So I'm thinking misalnya kalian terpusat gitu ya, berarti pekerjaannya Melody ini apakah misalnya every project you need to know atau ada lead-nya lagi masing-masing atau gimana?
Nah jadi kalau di structure-nya, kalau di Blippi ini we have actually projects dan collab. Nah yang dimaksud dengan collab itu it's a product improvement yang berhubungan dengan satu produk aja. Tapi kita juga ada project yang dimaksud dengan project di sini itu an initiative, basically bisa bisnis, bisa anything yang touch multiple project, multiple products. Nah kalau ada project seperti gitu yang lumayan besar, nah biasanya itu ada someone yang who's responsible or the PIC of that project dari sisi UX. Tapi at the same time, I still monitor closely everything in terms of, you know, apa assignment-nya seperti apa, atau requirements-nya kayak apa, so I have an understanding of what's going on as well, gitu. Cuma ada PIC-nya. So that person is responsible for making sure, oh, dari semua end-to-end flow-nya ini, ke-achieve gitu, even though mungkin dia on the collab level, dia biasanya pegangnya nggak necessarily the whole thing gitu.
I see, got it, thanks. Okay, mungkin sekarang lebih ke agak ngomongin ke timnya ya. So, how do you grow your team? I mean, mungkin bisa dimulai dari how do you hire? I mean, kapan menentukan saatnya, oh gue butuh hire nih, dan seperti apa sih orang yang di-hire gitu?
Kita sih hiring terus, so anybody okay. who's interested in, you know, in looking for an opportunity, yeah, it's actually a great time karena di BB ini kita the UX team is actually growing really fast dan kita juga udah mulai figuring out semua the verticals lah in a way, jadi kayak designers and all the new posts yang kita mulai ada dari sisi engineersnya as well. Nah kalau buat biasanya apa sih yang kita cari ketika hiring? Yeah, of course, the first thing will be the skills, right? So kita mau make sure dari sisi skills-nya, depending on, you know, which position, right? Of course, we'll need to make sure that from the skill side, ada skill basis-nya, right? Dari research juga berarti ngerti all the metadata from research, right? For designs, of course, knowing like, you know, the best practices for designs, and kita lihat portfolio, right? The UI juga seperti itu. And yeah, basically all the technical skills-nya, that's the first thing. Right, assuming the skills are already sesuai, right, the next thing would be more on the whether it fits or not to the team, right? So karena kita juga mau make sure this person bisa bantu juga nih grow the team, grow the UX team di Blippi, right? So a lot of things that we look at, first is the person, biasanya sih team player, right? We want to make sure the person ini bisa kerjasama dengan orang lain, karena di UX ini we work closely with different people, right? Different departments, right? Dengan PM aja contohnya, kita pasti mau nggak mau pasti banyak communicating back and forth, right? So having someone who has that attitude of being a team player is important. Karena kalau dia sendiri silo, terus kerjain apa, nah susah mendapatkan feedback atau misalnya susah coba interaksi dengan orang lain, nah itu biasanya it's gonna have a lot of difficulties in making sure that things are delivered accordingly dengan PM-nya juga gitu. So that's one quality sih. So other than that, you know, communication skill is also important, right? Karena banyak banget yang mesti, you know, presenting, misalnya mesti menjelaskan sesuatu, dan juga kadang-kadang kan ada miskom atau apa. Nah, so of course communication skill is important as well. Kalau dari sisi buat ngelihat gimana sih cara menjelaskan sesuatu, menjelaskan konsepnya, right? Things around itu sih. Dan dari Blippi sendiri sebenarnya kita ada kayak motonya yang kita biasa pakai yang panggilannya respect, yang dimulai dengan risk taking, right? So dari sisi years kita juga following some of the Blippi methods lah dari sisi ininya. Jadi kayak misalnya kita mau people risk taking, right, terus excellence, terus making sure they're always customer focused, karena kayak dari user kita selalu kayak mau making sure we're focused on the customer needs lah. You know, and then passionate about what they do, right? So all those qualities kita juga tetap pakai sih di UX team-nya juga, itu team player and all those.
Nice, cool values. so kan untuk tahu itu semua kan sebenarnya perlu waktu ya. Misalnya buat identify ini orang team player apa enggak sih. Nah tips kalau dari Melody sendiri nih pas misalnya pas interview, apakah itu enggak susah kelihatan jadi dicoba aja dulu 3 bulan atau bisa dilihat di awal-awal nih?
Biasanya bisa kelihatan sih, kan kita biasanya juga tanya kan experience-nya gimana, right? How do you solve a certain misalnya challenge-nya, seperti kebetulan misalnya ada challenge apa gitu. Nah, kita bisa tanya gimana cara solve the challenge. Nah, dari situ kan biasanya kita we can see the quality of the person and the way they think lah, right? The critical thinking part kan juga emphasize a lot on critical thinking, right? So dari situ bisa kelihatan problem solving-nya, skill-nya gimana, dari sisi ketika ada an issue, usually mereka approach-nya gimana nih. Nah, things kayak gitu yang we can use identify it even early in the interview. And of course, kayak dari sisi semuanya mungkin nggak ketangkap langsung, right? Jadi kayak abis gitu, ya of course ada things yang we might see more in the actual ketika kerja sesuatu. Tapi so far dari kita sih, everybody who's been joining, kita memang ada probation, right? Tapi dari UX team sih, so far everybody who join dari probation pasti udah okay. Karena for me personally, when selecting, the selection process di depan itu lumayan strict, making sure people who actually joins are people who yang udah kita rasa udah pasti sesuai gitu. Tapi of course ada probation period in terms of from the company kan.
Yes. Okay, got it. Ini sebenarnya ada titipan pertanyaan nih. Jadi gue sama teman-teman pas gue kemarin ceritain, mau interview ex manager beli-beli nih. Gitu. Ada menitip pertanyaan nggak gitu? Nah, ada satu pertanyaan menarik yang nanya, gimana sih cara bikin timnya itu passionate gitu? Karena kadang kan nggak bisa dipungkiri, misalnya kayak udah sebulan, satu tahun atau dua tahun kerja, sometimes ya we're getting bored gitu kan. Gimana sih cara buat mereka like keep highly passionate, terus mereka tetap bisa kasih inisiatif, terus bersemangat lah di dalam kerjaannya. How you do that?
Yeah, kalau for me, the way that we do it here, one is for sure making sure that we have clear goals kan. Jadi every individuals, kita mau make sure, so one of my responsibility for sure is to make sure that the person grows. Accordingly kan, semua kan tiap orang pasti beda-beda ya, kayak dari sisi goalnya apa yang mau dicapai, right? So I usually try to understand apa sih yang things yang makes you excited, right? What are the things that you're looking forward to? Misalnya kayak kebetulan lagi habis end of year, right? So what are things that you look forward next year, misalnya gitu, right? So try to understand for each member individual lu apa yang sebenarnya drive them, because everybody is a bit different. Right. Jadi dari sisi situnya, and then making sure that we have the platform for them to achieve their goals. Yang ketika misalnya somebody mungkin yang baru join kayak, oh ya, gue mau learn sedikit tentang ini misalnya gitu. Okay, so we'll look how can we start doing that for next year gitu. Jadi having the clear goals itu membantu mereka melihat milestone. So that's one thing. The second thing is making sure that the environment for them is a fun environment for them to work in. Right? Jadi kita dari sisi UX team-nya juga satu sama lain, we always say what I try to evangelize is, okay, making sure it's selain dari sisi diri sendiri tumbuh, right? We also wanna encourage others as well, right? Karena semua kita pasti bisa belajar satu sama lain. Nah, and then creating that conducive environment, which everybody is comfortable to share one another, dan juga kayak interact with one another, I think that helps a lot with growth. Right? Jadi nggak cuma dari satu sisi doang, sih dari gua doang atau dari mana doang, tapi dari one another juga saling bantu buat growing. Apalagi kalau desain kan banyak banget ya, kayak misalnya tahu tentang tren, right? Somebody works on something, right? The idea is to continue sharing, right? Jadi dari kita, we also have UX meetings, which is every Friday. Nah, di situ kita ada a person basically assigned every week yang beda-beda. That person is responsible for running the meeting, right? Dan mereka juga bisa sharing. You see, they share about a topic, boleh topik apa aja sih sebenarnya dari kita. Jadi mereka juga learn to how to lead a meeting, right? Di tempat itu sekalian juga kebetulan semua anak-anak UX jadi lebih nyantai, right? Sometimes we also play games. Jadi kayak buat lebih kenal satu sama yang lain juga. And then we figured those kind of things actually keep the people semangat juga, karena kan nggak cuma kerjaan doang ya, jadi kadang-kadang mungkin Senin sampai ini fokusnya bikin desain, bikin satu screen gitu. Nah kayak di Friday itu kita ada at the UX meeting is for me is a way a time for everybody to, you know, we can talk about work boleh, tapi selain more other stuff juga okay gitu at that time. So ada sisi bondingnya juga, one another jadi lebih comfortable juga kan. Jadi kalau udah gitu lebih enak, kalau udah satu sama lain lebih enak in the future kalau minta feedback atau minta apa sama temennya juga lebih comfortable gitu. So yeah, so those two things sih, one is the clear goal, right, of everybody udah ada goalnya apa sih yang mau dicapai, terus gimana cara mencapai goal itu, understanding the different individuals, mereka butuhnya apa. Sama itu encouraging the team to be saling bertumbuh satu sama lain, jadi saling membantu lah, and then creating that conducive environment.
I see. Untuk kayak poin nomor satu tadi, biasanya Melody bikin satu sesi khusus one on one gitu tiap orang atau gimana?
Ya, kalau di sini kan kita juga ada one on one nih, so basically ada PA session. Nah, jadi ketika pertama kali join juga kita biasanya tentuin, okay, ini loh things that we expect to see for this month, misalnya kayak semester ini, kira-kira apa sih goalnya apa, misalnya it could be small things or it could be like bigger things or depending, jadi semua goalnya beda-beda. So yeah, we set the one-on-ones biasanya.
I see. Mungkin mungkin related sama ini. Dulu gue di company sebelumnya kita ada apa? Ada ngukur performance-nya si si designer nih. Nah, kalau mungkin kalau boleh tahu ya, kalau boleh tahu, kalau di Blibli sendiri itu kalian diukurnya the product base atau output from the designer's base?
Okay, kalau di kita, kalau for the UX people right now, it's more on the output from the person, jadi deliverables mereka. So we have, yeah, so we have like three main things that we kind of, guys, besarnya ya, like one of them is basically the deliverables, everything that they did for that semester, right? Gitu, yang the other one is the communication part, the internal business process lah, which is gimana sih cara kita kerja satu sama lain, and all those things, right? Itu juga masuk, sama measurement juga dari growth sendiri sih, growth and learning. Jadi, seeing for that personal, for that individual, personally, did he or she grow, you know, accordingly this semester, gitu. Jadi dibagi jadi tiga itu sih.
I see, menarik. Sebetulnya dari gue udah apa namanya udah cukup sih. I mean, udah kita udah bahas banyak banget tadi. So mungkin dari Melody sendiri mungkin ada I don't know, maybe some kesimpulan atau saran buat mungkin kita start dari saran deh. Saran dari orang-orang yang baru mulai mau grow UX team-nya nih. Maybe couple of rule of thumbs.
Okay, I think it, one is knowing what the company needs. Right, usually ketika pertama kali baru mulai, kebanyakan kan langsung melihatnya designer, right? The designer is usually doing semuanya, kadang-kadang UI-nya, coba research,
full stack, everything.
Full stack lah. Kadang-kadang juga coding juga, right? The whole everything lah. Atau mungkin bikin requirements, ada yang kayak setengah PM, setengah UX. Right? So when you first start, I think the first thing is kind of identify sebenarnya tergantung produknya juga kan, the company is working on what kind of product, right? Is it like a B2B product, or B2C, atau lebih kayak tergantung tipenya apa. Nah, first is identifying sebenarnya butuhnya tipenya seperti apa. Usually it's the designers first sih yang paling pertama. Nah, dari situ, and then mulai dipikirin, okay, sekarang timnya mau dikembangin caranya gimana, what's the next part that we want to start separating. Jadi kan kalau pertama kali baru mulai, full stack is okay, right? You can do everything end to end. But once the company becomes bigger, the team becomes bigger, like you'll start to specialize. Nah, dari situ mulai dipilih apa sih yang mau dimulai dipisah duluan, right? It could be maybe the UX UI misalnya gitu, atau mungkin kayak okay, research nih karena produk kita ini butuh banyak research dan validation, jadi mungkin researchnya dipisah dulu, right? Atau mungkin kayak front endnya yang dipisah dulu, right? So the clubbing of those depending on the needs of the company, I think, right? So I think itu sih identifying itu, dan abis itu juga discussion dengan stakeholders-nya juga, right? So here's how we wanna separate the team and here's how we're gonna help build the product gitu. Jadi getting the buy-in as well on the strategy of how to build the team dari management as well, kan? And then sekali itu udah finalized, right? And then it's just the hiring process comes in.
Yeah.
And then my advice for that is making sure you hire people that yang sesuai dengan apa yang dicari dari sisi company-nya and from what you see, right? Gitu sih. So hiring the right people, I think, especially when you're small, it builds the culture of the whole team later on, right? So the first people that you hire is very important and crucial. Karena if you hire the people yang misalnya kurang pas, yang you feel kurang pas tapi kepaksa, right? Eventually, when you grow bigger, those people set the tone. Right, and then eventually everybody else kind of follow those people. Nah, so one of the key insights that I would kind of give is, or advice would be like hiring the first people that you hire, better be like strong people, because they're gonna continue build the culture of your team. And then later on, kalau udah ada itunya, it's much easier for you to set the culture of the team and eventually growing it bigger. Gitu sih.
Got it. Super crystal clear. Jelas. Okay, sip. Mudah-mudahan bermanfaat ya buat yang mendengar nanti. Okay, mungkin dari gue udah cukup itu aja. Mungkin dari Melody ingin sedikit promote tentang Blibli, karena ini kita bantu sebarin juga, mungkin ada kandidat yang berminat gitu. Mungkin boleh, silakan.
Of course, kalau berminat, kita for like I kind of mentioned tadi earlier juga, Blibli is hiring, the UX team is hiring. We're looking for a lot of talents. So if you're interested, bisa langsung email aja di gua. Mungkin emailnya panjang nanti. gue kasih ketik aja buat masukin somewhere. Takutnya panjang. Iya, ada melody.budiono@jdn-commerce.com. Cuma ya agak panjang. Yeah, but feel free to reach out to me directly juga. I'm sure you know you can find me to LinkedIn or everything else. If you wanna learn also, kayak misalnya banyak juga yang baru graduate nih, tapi interested ke UX. You know, how do I kind of learn more about UX? Feel free also to reach out to me. I'm usually pretty open to give up dari sisi advice or anything that you guys wanna learn more. But again, yeah, anybody who's interested, please feel free. We're looking for designers, researchers, copywriters, engineers. Everything. I'm sure if, you know, as long as you have the passion and you have skills, you know, we'll be more than happy to have you guys part of the team.
Yang menarik tadi lowongan barunya si UX engineering itu ya.
That's something that we're gonna start, you know, focusing on for the upcoming 2019.
Okay, cool, Melody. Terima kasih banyak udah atas waktunya, udah join di episode kali ini. So, sukses terus dengan tim Blibli-nya. Salam buat si Ochan.
Jika sampein.
Oke, sip. Thank you, Melody ya.
Oke, thank you banget.
Bye-bye. Ya, selamat malam.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye, thanks.
Oke, itu tadi wawancara gue bareng Melody Budiono, UX Manager dari Blibli.com. Hopefully you can learn a lot from her. So, stay tuned terus di Dunia Dalam Desain, anchor kita, podcast, and then also di follow our Instagram, Dunia Dalam Desain. Kita akan kembali lagi dengan topik-topik menarik lainnya di kemudian hari. Oke, okay? Sip, thank you, good night. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.